Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a debate going around online. I want to see where we all fall on this. Some of us, I'm the oldest. Slacker's the youngest.
Everyone in the room is the youngest except
all
you.
All three of you are the youngest?
And we're all Aries.
Yeah.
And then there's just T-Hack.
Buddy, I sandbagged you because I knew you were going to come on here and be like, hey, come on, everybody, jump on my team. It's like, you don't have any allies in this room right now.
You don't know that. Wait,
yeah, I could agree with him.
Doubtful. You're on my team. Yeah. You're a baby and an Aries. You're on my team. Trust me. You're on my team. Be on my team.
Why? No, I don't. Okay, so there's a debate going around. If you have the older sibling babysit the younger siblings,
yes.
Should the parents pay the older sibling for their time?
Yes.
So I'm confused. So you think they should, but you're the younger sibling.
Well, I think so because, well, it never happened to me because I was not in charge of watching anybody.
Okay.
But
what's
I did
the
watch.
Age difference between you and the next?
Five.
Five years. Okay.
The next?
The next up is five. The next after him is five more. And the next after him is two more. So it's 12 between me and my oldest brother.
Between me and my oldest, mind you, there's four of us, 5 years.
Yeah, no, my parents just, they only boinked once every
5 years.
Yeah, or so.
Age difference for you guys?
For me and my brother, the middle, 3 years. And then me and my sister, 6 years.
Your brother is the middle?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought your sister is the middle.
No.
Okay.
Well,
I'm glad we sorted that out.
Here's my thing. Like, I did babysit my nephews. They were like my little, one of my older brothers obviously had kids at a point where I was still a kid myself. They felt like my siblings.
But you got paid for that.
Of course I did. So
what's
different
than a sibling?
No, it's not.
Yeah, why, it is.
Why would you get paid for that even? I don't think you should get paid. I think it's part of your duty as part of a member of this family is you help out. And I'm the oldest and I never got paid and I don't think I deserve to be. I don't think you should get allowance
either. Did you get paid to mow the lawn?
No. No, not our own. I mowed like other people's and I would get paid for that, but I would mow.
Did your dad let you use his mower for that?
He did.
Okay. Yeah. So then you were paying back. Okay. That makes sense.
So then I just did it. That was just a chore that I had. It was my responsibility. I didn't get allowance for it.
So how did you do anything?
What?
What do you mean?
On the weekends.
I had jobs. I would have a part-time job.
At like 13?
14.
13 here. Yeah.
I was 15, so it's not like I was mooching forever.
I don't understand why you would get an allowance for like, hey, take the trash out and we'll give you money. It's like, no, you live here. That's part of your responsibility of living here and taking care of the house that we all share together.
What would happen if you didn't do your chores? Were there consequences or did you ever figure out?
No, I never really got that far, I guess.
That's a good.
You got to know one. There's got to be one or the other.
There's got to be a consequence.
There's either got to be a reward or a consequence, period.
Well, I think the consequences, you don't get the reward if you don't do it.
Yeah.
But I don't see T-Hack's parents like kicking him out as part of the, you live here, you have to mow the yard. If you don't, you're on the street.
Yeah, it was more like it was just the expectation
of
like this, we all do our part to make the house work. Right?
Huh. I mean, what's, so you're like, what's not going to give your kids an allowance?
No. No. To do the things they have to do anyways?
The only reason I'm pro-allowance is because I feel like that helps teach financial literacy, because that's where I slack. I did not.
You didn't get allowance.
I didn't get an allowance, and I never knew the value of a dollar until like 25 when I was in credit card debt.
Wow.
Mm. See, I think you take care of the stuff at home because that will be the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. The trash will need to go out.
Yeah.
The rest of your life.
You will never get paid for that.
And then you can get a job if you want more money. Like, that's life, is you have to take care of your house. And then if you want more, then you have to go get more.
I do hate taking care of my house.
Okay. So then,
so that's,
here's the question. Is T-Hack a bad father for not giving him his kids an allowance?
Do your kids have chores?
Nah, they're a little young. I've tried to like get Leo to empty
your
his trash.
Your wife's from
and
Puerto
stuff.
Rico. They're going to have chores.
Yeah.
Hot date.
I'm just saying, as someone who married somebody from South America, like they don't mess around.
Okay, but did your son ever quote unquote babysit your daughter?
No, she babysat him.
Okay, well,
it's a maturity thing. Trust me.
If the
we never left him alone until she was 12,
had been different. Like, would you have paid him?
Yes. But here's the weird thing where I'm riding the fence here. I do, like, this is going to floor you, Erica, I believe. I never gave my kids a dime in allowance.
So,
and I will not. No.
What?
I'm with T-Hack on that. This is your house. If this, like, it's like parents who pay their kids for good grades, it's like, that's your job.
Yeah.
Go get good grades.
Well, if
clean,
it's your
clean
job,
your room.
You should get paid for it.
Oh, you cleaned your room.
It.
Here's $5.
But Zachary, so I feel like the pendulum,
pendulum.
I always say it wrong. Sorry.
Pendulette.
Yeah, so you never got any money for good grades then.
Yeah, I didn't. I feel like it swung way too far because like you had to buy your school supplies.
I did. The second I got a job, my parents were like, I remember we went to like whatever the store was and they were like, we were looking at school clothes and I was like, okay, this. And they're like, did you bring your money? And I was like, wait, what? What do you-
But your kids never had to do that. You covered all of it.
Ooh, the pendulum.
That.
Yeah. Yes. Is that a problem? Is that bad?
I just think it's interesting.
And that like makes more sense to me. Like as a parent, you're part of your job is to provide for your children. So
they
got to
have a bed, food, and clothes.
Yeah.
Till they get out. And then I'm never giving it to them again.
Whoa.
Well, maybe sometimes.
No, I mean, did
my
you?
My mom might be listening. Did you get a shirt sometimes?
Did you think you could move back in?
No,
you left your house, you were out of your house.
I was told that. Yeah, my dad told me.
My parents changed my room into a computer room.
Oh my gosh, computer room.
They put a desk in there and took my bed out, and I was like, "Well, where will I sleep when you come back? When I come back?" And they're like, "When you what?
Like to visit? You weren't allowed to visit?"
Yeah, I slept on the couch in the basement.
Computers weren't even invented yet. They're just like, I feel like something better is coming along.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.